Local news, helicopters have taken to the sky for the first mosquito spray of the season, with about 500 hectares to be covered. The helicopters will take off from Pinkenba and cover areas across Brisbane in response to a burst of salt marsh mosquitoes following Brisbane's recent rain. The council has commenced this in response to entomologists advising of a salt marsh mosquito hatch. So, Brisbaneites, if you see the blue and yellow choppers overhead, give them a wave for making these hotter months a little bit more bearable.
And the top BMX event in North Queensland has been cancelled after funding negotiations fell through between organisers and Tourism Queensland. Crankworx Cairns is part of the International Professional Mountain Bike Tour and has played host to the world's best riders since 2022, generating millions of dollars for the local economy. Sources close to the deal claim that the two organisations had been millions of dollars apart in negotiations. The decision is a blow to the state government, who had recently announced a $15 million upgrade for the mountain bike course that the event would have been held on in 2026.
In national news, the death of a cruise passenger who was left behind on Lizard Island has sparked a reassessment of marine safety regulations. The 80-year-old woman, a guest aboard the Coral Expedition's Coral Adventurer, had joined a guided hike to Lizard Island's highest peak, Cook Look, on Saturday. Currently, it is understood that she had told the group during the hike that she would return to the ship, and hours later, witnesses watched the cruise ship depart from the shore. A nighttime search was carried out across the national park, and her body was found on Sunday. An Australian Maritime Safety Authority said an assessment is being made as to whether there was any non-compliance associated with the passenger not being counted onto the ship, and, if necessary, action will be taken to address them.
And the rise of abandoned narco subs being discovered washed up in the Pacific has found the ADF unprepared to deal with the threat. Three of these abandoned subs have been found around the Solomon Islands, with the understanding they were trafficking tons of meth and cocaine to Australian shores. The vessels are low profile enough to make them difficult, if not impossible, to pick up on radar, and fast enough to outrun Navy and Coast Guard vessels. Defence expert Michael Shoebridge said the vessels could smuggle weapons and drugs, which could prove a massive destabilising factor in the Pacific.
In international news, at least 104 Palestinians have been tragically killed in Gaza in the deadliest day since the recent ceasefire commenced. In a short statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for immediate powerful strikes in the Gaza Strip. Israel alleged that the strike was in response to a ceasefire violation by Hamas, with US President Donald Trump stating they killed an Israeli soldier. Amongst those who lost their lives in the strikes were 46 children and 20 women, with the Al-Shifa Hospital's director describing conditions as catastrophic.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers and a possible thunderstorm this afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The Bureau of Meteorology has not listed a fire danger today, but the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
For our on-air 50th celebrations this week, tune in 6 to 7 p.m. Tuesday night as Feeding Fauna will be bringing their layered synth pop to right here, right